This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Marcia Booth back in the studio, the founder and president of Recycle Brevard. And she's here today to tell us about the upcoming festival. But let's start out by talking a little bit about how did you found this organization?
I started 4 years ago, and when my daughter wanted to know where garbage went, so we went on a landfill tour. And at the landfill tour, we found out that only 30% of residents recycled, so I decided to do something about that. So for that, I created a blog and a Facebook page just to get more information out in the community, just see if people would embrace it more.
So 4 years ago, and is this the fourth annual?
Fourth annual.
Fourth annual, 3 R's and Beyond. It's a family festival. It's happening on November 15th. Free and open to the public, 10 to 2, and it'll be at the POW MIA building, and that's on US 1 just north of the Pineda Causeway. And if you need more information, they do have a website, recyclebrevard.org, and they also have a Facebook page. This is an action-packed, eventful day, family-friendly, lots of crafty ideas, lots of recycling ideas. Give us an overview or an outline of what people can expect that day.
Yeah, this is a free, fun, and educational event for all ages. We want the families to have fun outside, enjoy the day, and learn too. So we have a lot of information and hands-on activities. We have 24 exhibitors. Brevard Zoo is going to be there. We're going to be doing the oyster mat, also some kayaking. Florida Tech Environmental Club will be there to help us create on-the-go recycling bins to recycle fishing line. This is a stow it, don't throw it project that we are implementing here and would like to get the help of all the families coming, and they can take the bins. It's free too. Hub SeaWorld will be there, and they have a CSI activity, so I think that's going to be exciting. We also have mobile library. The van is going to be parked at the event, and kids can explore and can check that out book. We have guest speakers, one which is really nice, and I'm really thrilled about that. She's a third grader. Her name is Lily. She was a winner of a science fair project on recycling. So she changed her community recycling habits just by creating a sign and observing. First, she observed what they recycled, and it was not much. And after she put the sign on, then people started to recycle. So she's going to come and tell her story. And also the Grace family, River Grace and Dr. Grace, they're going to be there to talk about conservation in the family, because they do a lot of projects together and it runs in the family. So they will be there to share this story. We have our traditional toy swap that kids can bring one toy, gently used toy, and swap for another one. We also will be accepting donations for several of gently used toys, clothing, and shoes. And Goodwill is going to be there to accept electronics and household goods and you name it. We also have a creative recycled art contest going on. So we're going to announce the finalists, the winners of the contest. And also we have a pupil's choice. And one last thing that we created this year, it's an environmental education award for teachers that will be for preschool to third grade teachers. It's called No Child Left Inside. It's basically a lesson plan that the teachers will submit and will be judged, exploring the outdoors with the children.
It's going to be a fun-packed day, a great way to learn more about recycling, and it happens on November 15th, the 3 R's and Beyond Family Fest. It's free and open to the public, 10 to 2, at the POW MIA on US 1 north of Pineda. And if you'd like more information on any of the topics that we've talked about here, you can go to recyclebrevard.org. Marcia, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.